Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7N Radio brings to you the best of 7 sports talk with 7 Mitchell.
It's about that time, man. You already know we were now rocking with the best. Welcome back to the best of 7 sports talk here on T7N Radio. I'm your host, as always, 7 Mitchell. We're going to be joined with my co-host, J.O., the Devil's Advocate, shortly. We got a lot to talk about, man. We got the NFL to talk about, Colin Kaepernick getting blackballed. We also got to chop it up, Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. He's also getting the short end of the stick. We got to chop it up about that. Also, of course, we got to talk about the NBA playoffs and our good old friend LaVar Ball. We are locked. This is the best of 7 sports talk, T7M Radio. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Joining me is, of course, my co-host, the Devil's Advocate in the building, J.O. was popping, G.
Yo, man, it's been a lot going on, man, since last time we collaborated.
Facts.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about. But let's get right into it, yo. We're not going to waste no time. Again, people follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. Let's start with a little bit of the National Football League with your man Colin Kaepernick. Now, I believe, J.O., we probably about almost 100 days into the offseason, and former San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick has not been picked up by any franchise as of yet. What's your thoughts, man? I'm giving you the opportunity to start this one off because we done talked about this time and time again on the podcast, and he still have not gotten the opportunity. What's your thoughts?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you and I, we predicted these actions could follow, you know, after the off season, and here we are. I mean, let's get a few things straight here. Give a little rundown on Kaepernick. Kaepernick, who's last couple of years haven't been playing his best ball, but one of the few quarterbacks that in the current NFL that we could say took his team to a Super Bowl. He has some success early on this year, but he's struggling the past few years.
And not to cut you off, mind you, the lack of success that they've had with him being on the bench, like this team is garbage without Cap.
Yes, we have players like Blaine Gabbert, who's somebody that sucked for the 49ers, and Kaepernick had to take over the team because he was so trash. He just got signed yesterday, and you have guys like the quarterback the Bears picked up, Mike Glennon, making $15 million a year annually, and he's been a lifelong backup. We've seen a lot of players, a lot of quarterbacks getting paid handsomely, can't even get a call. You know, reports been out, did he ask for $10 million? That's a lie. Reports saying he's not really into football, that's a lie. Like, all these leaks is coming out just to justify the blackball. It's pretty
amazing. And the funny thing about
amazing.
It is, I mean, he's not getting no offers as a second string, third string, fourth string, a concession worker. Like, he is not getting any offers at
all. Not even a third string.
That's ridiculous.
He's not even getting offered the league minimum.
So we all know, J.O., I mean, we know about the biasness in the NFL throughout time. Where do you think this ranks the biasness of the NFL owners? Is this an all-time high?
This is number one, because you got a quarterback position is a premium in NFL. So if you can get a decent quarterback, especially with low pay, you jump on it. You know what I'm saying? That's football. That's business. But you know, when you got a guy, a black quarterback that's speaking his mind openly, on injustice in this country, and you got 32 white male lead owners, it's not going to fly with them. It's just plain and simple. The way it's looking is not going to, it's not going to fly.
You know, I thought the situation that warrant the Rooney Rule to come into play was a big deal. This takes that to a whole nother level. Like, I'm being real. We about to start training camp soon. This guy's not hurt. You know, it wasn't anything criminal that he did. This is definitely
nothing criminal.
This is crazy, man.
And what's crazy is they say, you know, a lot of people saying it's going to hurt the business. But Kaepernick was like a top-selling jerseys last year. His teammates loved him. So I'm trying to think, like, how he can't be a distraction for the team, because the team, you know, they rally behind him. Like, everything they say about him is false. Only thing, I mean, he just didn't want to kneel. I mean, he didn't want to stand for the national anthem. And now he's blackballed. Crazy.
And speaking of the support system, even head coach for the Michigan Wolverines, former 49er coach, Coach Harbaugh, who went to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick, he had a lot of encouraging and supporting words for Cap, trying to help him get signed in the offseason. So, yeah, it's definitely blackball is undeniable right now when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. Y'all chime in, let us know what y'all think about this whole situation with Cap. Is he being blackballed, in y'all opinion? And if not, where do y'all anticipate Kaepernick to be in the 2017 NFL season? Speaking of the NFL, man, staying in the league, Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon application for reinstatement was denied by the NFL today, J.O. He applied back in March. He does have the option to reapply back in the fall. Now, 2014 was the last season that we saw Josh Gordon play a regular season game. 2013 was his second year in the league. He had 87 catches. He led the league, I believe, with like 1,646 yards. And he only played 14 games that year. He missed the first two games of that season. So skill set-wise, Josh Gordon was doing this thing, but his application for reinstatement just got denied, the substance abuse issue. Is it over for Josh Gordon, in your opinion, for the NFL period?
Well, it's funny we're talking about Kaepernick, but my thoughts is in total contrast for Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon, probably on the talent level, is probably his top five talent at his position. And countless times he couldn't stay off the weed. And, okay. Well, right here, I think I don't think his career is done. I just think the NFL is trying to see what his next move is. I don't think they want to play him right before training camp. I think they want to throw him a curveball and see how he responds. And then if he a few months down the line he reinstates, I think they may let him come back, maybe let him miss the first four games or something. But they're not playing no games with
him. This is a little bit off topic. Same sport. But I kind of feel like they do that with T.O. with this whole Hall of Fame situation. I feel like they keep stringing this man along. Like, they know they're going to induct him in the Hall of Fame, but I feel like they just playing with him for these first couple years to see how he's going to react, to see if he's really mature. I think they like playing games, so I can definitely see the NFL, you know, playing puppet with Josh Gordon. Do you think he got a shot to still remain in Cleveland?
Yes, Cleveland, they seem to have unconditional support and love for him. I mean, what do they have to lose? I mean, if he keeps failing test after test, then they just let him. I mean, they let him go. It's not like
right.
They gave him a long-term contract where they, you know what I'm saying, where they're going to get hit with the pocket. So they have nothing to lose. I mean, they had Cleveland Browns. They had the number one pick this past season. What do they have to lose?
Right. Now, I definitely got to get your opinion on this because, again, you like you said, we haven't been chopped it up in a while. But your best friend, Jay Cutler, decided – to step away temporarily from the field. He's going to be doing broadcasting along with your other guy, Tony Romo. Who do you think is going to be the best broadcaster coming up this season, Jay Cutler or Tony Romo, in your opinion?
Well, this kind of, you know, kind of mix in what we've been talking about already. Now, here's a guy like Jay Cutler who's been a team cancer, a distraction, all the a loser, all the above. And here he is, the media loves him and hiring him. I think he's going to do, he could do a great job. And to answer your question, I think he's going to do better than Romo, because I think Cutler has a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to try to be like the NFL version of Charles Barkley, you know. That's what I'm assuming.
Okay,
but
I like that.
Here
because
he is,
you know,
getting, but you know what I'm saying? Here he is getting these opportunities, and he's a cancer. And here he is, you know, everybody loves him now. He's about to do TV.
You know, you make a good point. I like the Charles Barkley analogy. My thing about it, I would have said I felt like Romo would have been a better broadcaster this season, because Romo seemed to be more of a people person. You look at Jay Cutler, his energy and how he is on the sidelines. I really wasn't sure if Jay Cutler will be able to really bring the game to life, you know, through the airways. I think that's kind of questionable. But if he takes that angle like Barkley does, I think you may be right.
I think Romo would do well as far as the commentating, you know, during the game. I think Cutler could do well, you know, pregame and postgame, being
okay
in the studio break, you know, like that. That way he can be a Barkley type.
Do you anticipate somebody picking Jay Cutler up before the season is done? I know we get injuries every year when it comes to quarterbacks in NFL. Do you anticipate somebody still taking a chance on him this upcoming season?
I don't see it. I expect for his broadcasting career to take off. And I think the following season, I think he would get some calls once he builds his image back up, you know, because a lot of guys go on TV, television, and media, and the image just gets better just from that point of view. And he may, you know, renegotiate to come back in the league, because I'm not sure if he's been getting calls either.
Who?
Cutler.
Jay Cutler?
Yeah, the quarterback carousel wasn't real big anyway.
Because you remember, Tony Romo only had maybe, what, 2-3 teams that was interested, semi-interested in him, Denver and, what, Houston?
Well, Tony Romo's situation was different because Jerry Jones wouldn't trade him or cut him. It was almost like Jerry Jones, like, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Right.
So he just went on and retired.
Now that the draft is over, free agency, the biggest part of free agency is kind of already over. Do you feel like anybody in the NFL maybe have possibly shifted the momentum for the upcoming season? Does New England seem like still the favorites in the AFC? Possibly Dallas in the NFC?
I tell you what, I like what my – I don't want to sound biased, but I like what my Packers have done, you know, in the offseason with signing a free agent, Martellus Bennett from the Patriots. We got another tight end, Fredericks, from the Rams. And I thought we did pretty good in the draft addressing our secondary. So then we got drafted like 3 running backs. You know, Aaron Rodgers never had a top-level running game. So I'm liking what my Packers is doing there.
Yeah, Green Bay, don't forget, they spent their 4 first draft picks on defense. Like you said, Aaron Rodgers got some help with Martellus Bennett. The Packers are actually power ranked number 3 right now in the NFL. Last year, y'all were 10-6. Do you expect to go more than 10-6, or do you expect to be around that same 10-game win season?
I expect between 11 and 12. Just
okay
enough to win the division and then make a run.
But all across the board, you feel like there's definitely going to be an improvement, even with the record.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. I mean, what hurt us the most was the pass defense. So that's been addressed as far as improvement. And now it's just time to play ball. And, you know, when you have Aaron Rodgers, you always have a chance. But now we just enhanced our chance.
Word. This is the Best of 7 Sports Talk, 7 Mitchell, JOT, 7M Radio Callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. We talking NFL. J.O., what was your reaction when the Raiders got approved to move to Las Vegas?
My thoughts was, why they couldn't do it when Al Davis was alive. No, I'm just playing. But, I think it was long, you know. A team had to go to the Vegas, man, at some point. A team had to. Why not the Raiders? And they're not going right away, so they're giving time to architect everything out.
Yeah, they got about another year or two in Oakland. I feel sorry for the city because they just went through this. Like, you know, they just lost Oakland. They just got Oakland back. Like, they just went through this. And now in the meantime, they picked up Beast Mode. What's your thoughts on that addition?
Oh, man, that was a home run. I mean, David Carr, you know, he's already considered. A lot of people consider him the best young quarterback. So, you know, if he come back off his injury, I mean, Beast Mode, I mean, he's going to bring a different identity they never had. And they probably have had that type of identity since Bo Jackson. So
right.
It's going to be real dope.
If they stay healthy, you think the Raiders got a shot to represent the AFC next year in the Super Bowl?
If their defense can get better.
Okay.
Their defense is shaky. I mean, Derek Carr is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So whenever you have an elite quarterback, you always have a chance.
Now, coming out of your division with the Packers, Adrian Peterson, what happened to him? I kind of forgot what happened to him. Did he get signed by somebody?
Yes, he went to the Saints to play with Drew Brees.
Hmm.
That's going to be that's going to be something to see him playing. Well, he played on the turf in Minnesota, but now he's playing behind a passing attack. He should have a lot of lanes to run through.
But being in that division with Carolina, should have a bounce back season. Tampa Bay's looking pretty decent. Do you feel like the AP addition is a difference maker?
I don't know if it's enough to get them over the top in the division because you forgot the name. Atlanta Falcons also in that division.
How so disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful. But I will forget, too, when you give up a lead like that. I wouldn't even.
Right.
I ain't fair right mention them, but I still have the Saints as the fourth best team coming next season.
Out of that division.
In that division. Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, man, we're going to take a quick timeout. T7M Radio, the best of seven sports talk. When we come back, we're going to take it to the association, NBA. We got to talk the playoffs, LeBron James, and our good friend LaVar Ball talking shit about Kobe Bryant. We got to get into that and much more here on the best of seven sports talk. T7M Radio, we're not going nowhere. We're locked in.
Meet the Hooper.
So I see you're becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk about the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, our State Farm agent said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive. But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a Hawk and a Hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We got robbed.
We've been robbed.
Hey. We got robbed.
What?
My rings. My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody needs changes, baby. Ooh.
State Farm, keeping your home court covered.
Best of seven sports talk with Seven Mitchell. On T7M Radio, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media, T7M Radio on YouTube.
This is the best of seven sports talk, T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell and J.O. Callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8101. 702. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media. We are so lit right now at T7M Radio. We got a new Twitter account. It's at the T7M Radio. Follow us everywhere else, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, of course, at T7M Radio. So let's get into the association, J.O., NBA. Let's get into the NBA playoffs going down tonight. Now, after a championship throwback performance by Ginobili in Game 5, the Spurs went up 3-2. They now going to be locked in with the Houston Rockets tonight in Houston for Game 6 going down 8 o'clock p.m. Who you got in this game, J.O., Spurs up 3-2, and who do you feel going to win this series overall?
I have the Rockets winning this game, and I have them closing out the series in 7, especially with Leonard now dealing with the ankle injury. I just think James Harden, who choked big time last game, is going to these next two games is going to, you know, is really going to build his resume. I think this series is a legacy builder. So I expect for him to go for 45 points in a triple-double tonight. And they should win this game going away.
I agree 100,000%. You know, with no Kawhi Leonard or him just not being 100%, first of all, just being in Houston alone, if they're able to hit those threes, nobody can beat them. I don't care who you are. Nobody can beat Houston when they're on in Houston. So the fact that you don't have Kawhi, you don't have Tony Parker, it's going to be hard. I can't see Ginobili pulling off that magic two times in a row. Are you willing to concede, J.O., because it's been a minute. Are you willing to concede at this point that your man Kawhi Leonard is not the best small forward in the NBA, as you disrespectfully said at the beginning of the season?
You saying is I'm willing to
concede that you were wrong.
To backtrack?
Yeah, because I've been told you were absolutely wrong, and I'm not blaming the injuries, but I mean we've had a whole season of work.
Not only did I say, Ford, I also said James is the third best small forward. Do you remember that as well?
Oh, I have the fucking game tapes. Trust and believe me, I remember all that. You were very disrespectful to Carmelo as well. Let's not forget about that.
Well, that was warranted, but if I'm not mistaken, I also said James Harden was the MVP. So,
no, you did predict that. When is the MVP that's going to be decided?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I always thought they did it during the playoffs, but it seems I don't know. I think it would be during the conference finals.
But overall, you got Harden being the lock for it over Westbrook.
I think they're going to give it to Westbrook, but Harden deserves it.
How do y'all – this is so disrespectful to LeBron James. Why do we keep doing this year by year? Why do we have to be so – what do you mean? Let's talk about it. LeBron James is not the real most valuable player in the NBA?
No.
What?
No, he's not.
Wow.
I mean, what –
do you not see what the Cleveland Cavaliers display when LeBron is not on the floor?
I mean, they're a lesser team.
A lesser team? How about a first round? How about a number one draft pick every season that he don't?
See now that's a little overdoing it right there.
J.O.,
listen,
when he went to Miami, right?
They had.
Right, but okay. They had Kyrie. Everybody that
and
they
who
have
else?
Now. Everybody now, but listen to what I'm saying. Everybody that they have now is there because of LeBron. That's how valuable he is. You're making my point.
No, we talking about the court though. I'm not talking about off the court.
Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Kevin Love, D. Williams, all these guys come to Cleveland because of LeBron. When LeBron went to Miami for those 4 years, I think Cleveland got the number one draft pick. 3 out of those 4 seasons. At least 2.
I think you're right. Yeah, at least. Yeah, you're right.
So how is that not value? I mean, how can you even measure James Harden and Russell Westbrook's value to LeBron? And Westbrook is out first round.
Let's break down this a little bit, briefly. LeBron James is playing on a great team from top to bottom, and he's playing on the JV conference in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
Come on.
Why is that? Because nobody wants to face LeBron. That's why everybody runs to the West.
LeBron is staying on the East. You couldn't get him to join the Lakers when they wanted him or the Clippers.
That's my point. Everybody runs to the West because they don't want to have to face LeBron.
No, he's staying on the East. He had a chance a couple times.
He's
going to
stay on the East. I'm saying everybody else is going to run and stay on the West. They do not want to have to go through LeBron to get to the championship. They will. They don't mind meeting LeBron in the finals, but having to go through LeBron to get there. Look at KD. Why do you think KD went to Golden State and not went back home to Washington?
I mean, with the best team available. If your Knicks had Curry and Klay Thompson, Durant would have been with your Knicks as well. But LeBron, it's been like this for his whole entire career. I mean, people keep talking about he's been to 6 straight finals. I mean, when you're playing teams like the Atlanta Hawks and Detroit Pistons and Toronto Raptors and Indiana Pacers, what are we talking about here? It's his Little League play he's playing in. He's playing in the JV conference. So
this is ridiculous.
I don't know, man. You're being
very disrespectful again. You're back in regular form, I see. LeBron James, J.O., averaged more than 30 points a game during the Cavs sweep versus the Raptors. I mean, he swept the Raptors this year. They swept the Pacers this year. What does this guy have to do, in your opinion, if at all possible, to be in that MJ discussion in all reality?
Well, first of all, he got to get 6 rings. At least
Okay,
he finished career with 4 rings. I mean, how I'm supposed to say he and MJ? I mean, you mean to tell me he win this year? He beat Golden State, don't win another ring. He's GOAT. Is that what we're saying?
You're being so simplified with it.
Well, he's not going to beat Golden State, but I'm just saying.
First of all, he's already beaten Golden State, so let's show some respect. But what I'm saying is this. Yeah, that's true. Well, without Kyrie, without Kevin Love, like, he took him to Game 6 by himself. Like, Dellavedova was the second best player on the team.
He get a second place trophy. Salute to him.
Wow. Check this out, man, because he's out of bounds. Somebody bringing the city of Cleveland back-to-back championships, winning in Miami, going to the finals, like you said, 6 straight times, 4 NBA MVPs. He took the Cleveland Cavaliers to the finals in 07.
And got swept.
But who did he have? And look who they was playing against. The Spurs were like a franchise. Like that, the Patriots of the NBA. You're being so disrespectful to LeBron. So let's do this then.
Earn it.
Wow. Is it safe to say that LeBron is past Kobe?
No, now you being totally out of bounds. Now you being out of pocket right now.
Wait a minute. You're confusing me.
Wait a minute. You being totally.
How can you measure LeBron's 3 rings and Michael's 6, but not Michael's 6 and Russell?
Well, first of all, I never compared them. That was you. You brought the question, and I shot it down.
Yeah, but you're using championships as a measuring stick. Why? How you using championships as a measuring stick and not compare Russell to Jordan?
I think Kobe is a better player, first and foremost.
Then who?
And now we're going – then LeBron – whatever.
Kobe
Bryant
is a better player than LeBron James?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So LeBron is better than Kobe Bryant. Is that what we're doing?
No question.
Five-time champion Kobe Bryant.
Defense, offense, rebounding, assisting. He doesn't have the clutch gene that Kobe has. That's it. That's critical.
That's the difference between winning 5 rings and only having 3 at the moment.
I'm
gonna say
that
at the moment, because I'm not gonna say he can't win no more.
Because he has
3 rings.
You know he's
so when he loses Golden State, he's going to be 3-5 in finals, and we still going to call him the GOAT because he made the 7 straight finals.
LeBron James is not losing any more NBA finals. That's it.
Oh, come on. You're sounding like Shannon Sharp.
I'm just being real. I got my LeBron PJs on, too. Shout out to Shannon Sharp. I'm just telling you. He make it to the chip. He's not losing it again. That's not
Durant is going to cook his – Durant is going to eat his food, man.
No way. No way.
He's not going to face Barnes like he did last year. He's facing Durant.
You're very disrespectful. Kevin Durant wants no parts of LeBron James. We're so clear on that since 2012. I will say this. I think – now tell me if you agree with this. I know he's been injured. I know they got the best record in the West. But the way it played out and the way it's playing out now, I think Kevin Durant would have been a better fit in Washington than Golden State. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, Durant, the type of player, he's like LeBron. He's going to fit wherever.
Okay.
But, yeah, that would have been, I mean, but, again, it's only right for Durant and LeBron to be in the finals. They didn't be meeting up at the conference finals. Maybe that goes on to your argument. Players don't want to come to the East. They want to see LeBron in the finals. So it's only right that he stay on the West and they just meet up.
Now, speaking of the Wizards, they nailed down 3-2 Isaiah Thomas in the Boston Celtics. They got game 6 in Washington, I believe, Friday at 8 o'clock. Can the Wizards, who really does play well at home, you think they can even this thing up and take it to a game 7?
I think they would take it to game 7, where then Isaiah Thomas will go for 40-plus. Because if you want to talk about a MVP, I mean, what he's done to have the number one seed with that team is remarkable. So if you want to talk about somebody that's doing something, a true MVP, he's the MVP of the East, if you really want to be honest about it. So I say Isaiah Thomas to do his thing.
I got to talk to the bosses, man. I got to talk to the bosses again. Isaiah Thomas, the MVP of the Eastern Conference? Really?
Facts. Not the best, but the MVP.
J.O., the Boston Celtics damn near backdoored their way into first place in the East. LeBron and them gave that away at the end of the season.
We can't take that away.
That's the reality. What?
A one seed. Come on. Can you even name the starting lineup for the Boston Celtics?
No, I cannot. But what was their first round? What was their first round like against Chicago? They almost lost the first round.
Yeah, they probably lost without Rondo. If Rondo would have gotten hurt, they probably lost that series.
So where's the MVP at in Isaiah Thomas?
They won the series. He got the one seed. He's been showing up, you know, off and on against the Wizards. And they had a couple of bad games. I give you that. But if he's not owned, they didn't have no chance of winning.
He had the loss of his sister, so I'll give him a pass on that. I just think you're being the disrespect that you show LeBron, it gets worse and worse. Like, now we're talking Isaiah Thomas. I mean, I don't know where wow.
The man's 5'9", but I can't take nothing away from him.
Not at all.
I never seen a 5'9" man be unguardable.
Yeah, he's big time. Shout out to Isaiah Thomas. So with them, if you got the Wizards kind of evening this up game 6, who do you got winning this series if it goes back to Boston for 7 games? Because the Wizards play terrible, especially on defense on the road.
I don't know, man. The Wizards just don't have tough guys on their team. Morris the only tough guy on the team. And I just don't see them gutting it out in 7 games. A great player like Isaiah Thomas, great scorer like Isaiah Thomas, who just score in bunches and just close you out. I mean, they're in a vulnerable position right now. John Wall, I think, is a great point guard. But when it comes to winning games, he's not that type of player.
You've never been sold on John Wall.
Actually, you're right. I haven't been sold on him as far as elite, but he's he has earned my respect. I still wouldn't put him. Okay, if I'm doing point guard ranking, he's still not in my top five. But that's not saying he's not elite, because it's about 6 or 7 elite point guards. But he's not in my top five.
Gotcha. That's what it is, man. Wow. One more question for you, JL, before we wrap up. CP3 might be exiting LA. Chances he may stay or may go. If he do go, where do you see CP3 playing next year?
Easily see CP3. Man. You know, it would be nice to see CP3 either go to the Spurs or back to New Orleans with Anthony Davis and Cousins.
Oh, my goodness.
But I tell you what, though, man, if he go to – man, you know, it's a lot of options, because then we got Paul George. Maybe him and Paul George can link up. Or Blake Griffin, a free agent as well. And maybe they should just go, you know, maybe just should stay in the arena and play for the Lakers. You know, Paul George, you know, Paul, Blake Griffin or something like that. You know, they could be another three, you know, a little three connection.
They're going to have to win now, though. Wherever CP3 goes, they got to win now. He got maybe two or three.
I give him about two more dope years, man. Yeah. After he's going, these young boys, they're going to be running circles around, man. You don't.
That's a fact. Yes, sir.
It's looking real shaky.
No doubt. All right, people, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio, 7 Mitchell with J.O. Appreciate y'all locking in with us, man. Make sure y'all join us every week, 6 p.m. Eastern. Y'all know the drill. Follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. Big up to the big homie, J.O. Salute to you, man. 7 Mitchell, we out of here. Peace.
Thank you.